Savitri, Book 6, The Book of Fate, Canto 1, The Word of Fate, pages 421 and 422. To those who hearkened to his celestial voice, the veil heaven's pity throws on future pain, the immortal's sanction seemed of endless joy. But Ashwapati answered to the seer. His listening mind had marked the dubious close. An ominous shadow felt behind the words. But calm like one who ever sits facing fate, here amid the dangerous contours of earth's life, he answered covert thought with guarded speech. O deathless sage who knowest all things here, if I could read by the ray of my own wish, through the carved shield of symbol images which thou hast thrown before thy heavenly mind, I see the steps of a young godlike life, happily beginning, luminous-eyed on earth, between the unknowable and the unseen, born on the borders of two wonder worlds. It flames out symbols of the infinite and lives in a great light of inner suns. For it has read and broken the wizard seals. It has drunk of the immortal's wells of joy. It has looked across the jewel bars of heaven. It has entered the aspiring secrecy. It sees beyond terrestrial common things and communes with the powers that build the worlds, till through the shining gates and mystic streets of the city of lapis lazuli and pearl, proud deeds step forth, a rank and march of gods. Although in pauses of our human lives, earth keeps for man some short and perfect hours, when the inconstant tread of time can seem the eternal moment which the deathless live. Yet rare that touch upon the mortal's world, hardly a soul and body here are born, in the fierce difficult movement of the stars, whose life can keep the paradisal note, its rhythm repeat the many-toned melody, tirelessly throbbing through the rapturous air, caught in the song that sways the Apsara's limbs, when she floats gleaming like a cloud of light, a wave of joy on heaven's moonstone floor. Behold this image cast by light and love, a stanza of the ardor of the gods, perfectly rhymed, a pillared ripple of gold, her body like a brimmed pitcher of delight, shaped in a splendor of gold-colored bronze, as if to seize earth's truth of hidden bliss. Dream-made illumined mirrors are her eyes, draped subtly in a slumbrous fringe of jet, retaining heaven's reflections in their depths. Even as her body, such is she within. Heaven's lustrous mornings gloriously recur, like drops of fire upon a silver page. In her young spirit, yet untouched with tears, all beautiful things eternal seem and new to virgin wonder in her crystal soul. The unchanging blue reveals its spacious thought. Marvelous the moon floats on through wandering skies. Earth's flowers spring up and laugh at time and death. The charmed mutations of the enchanter life race like bright children past the smiling hours. If but this joy of life could last, nor pain throw its bronze note into her rhythmed days, behold her, singer with the prescient gaze, and let thy blessing chant that this fair child shall pour the nectar of a sorrowless life around her from her lucid heart of love, heal with her bliss the tired breast of earth, and cast like a happy snare felicity.